products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
And that is confirmed capture of the SpaceX Dragon cargo vehicle on its commercial resupply mission.
Private enterprise aiding our space industry. Police shut down a tense moment in Cleveland's public square. Alice Stockton Rossini reports.
Protesters clash in public square, not surprising considering their makeup.
It was, you know, Black Lives Matter, the anti-Trump groups, the atheists and the agnostics and the people who wanted to tear down society altogether. A lot of drum banging and yelling, and there were people who were anti-cop, and it was just such a tutti-frutti.
Police on bikes and with tear gas quickly took control after a shouting match between supporters of conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones and anti-Trump protesters escalated into pushing and shoving. Alice Stockton Rossini, NBC News Radio, Cleveland.
USA Radio News.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
James Henry Jim Lane served as U.S. Senator from Kansas during the Civil War and was also a Union general. Senator Lane was reelected in 1865, but committed suicide the following year, leaving a vacancy. Mr. Edmund Ross had been raised in Ohio, but his newspaper business led him to Topeka, Kansas. Ross became politically active in the Republican Party there, and when Senator Lane killed himself, Ross was appointed to take the Senate seat and was later elected. Senator Edmund Ross would likely have become a fairly obscure politician had it not been for one dramatic, controversial moment in American history. In February of 1868, the United States House of Representatives impeached a sitting president for the first time. Senator Ross would be among the senators who would decide whether to convict the president and remove him from office. Join us again for more about Ross. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
With the Republican National Convention underway, national polls now show Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump in a virtual tie. USA's Russ Jones is in Cleveland and files this report.
While the two are virtually tied nationally, Clinton leads by a 3-1 margin in New York City, a state Trump says he thinks he can win. Former presidential candidate and entrepreneur Herman Cain tells USA News polls are often deceptive.
They lie. I've had a pollster tell me that recently. And the other thing is, not only do they sometimes not tell the truth, they are not polling a good enough cross-section of the black community.
Polls also show Trump has caught up to Clinton in four battleground states of Iowa, Ohio, Florida, and Pennsylvania. In Cleveland, I'm Russ Jones.
Day three of the Republican National Convention is Make America First Again, featuring Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and Mike Pence amongst the speakers. This is USA Radio News.
Thank you. driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Trial continues today for an 18-year-old Tucson man suspected of plotting terrorist attacks. The story from Ted Houston.
Mahin Khan was in court as his attorney argued to a judge that Khan should be released on bond pending trial. But the lead FBI agent on the case took the witness stand and painted Khan as a continuing threat.
He said that he wanted to inspire people and to create an insurgency in America.
The agent testified that the FBI had Khan on its radar for 3 years since he was 15 for his radical sympathies before settling on an MVD office in Mesa.
He described the MVD as a soft target. He said that it would have had a lot of people and relatively low security.
Khan's downfall happened when he contacted someone he thought was a terrorist sympathizer but was really an undercover agent. The bond hearing continues today. I'm Ted Houston.
House Speaker Paul Ryan addressed the delegates at the Republican National Convention. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
House Speaker Paul Ryan spoke to convention delegates about plans by House Republicans to move America forward after the Obama years.
If you don't like the direction America is going, which, by the way, 7 out of 10 Americans don't, then we have a better way, and here's what it is, and here are these principles that we use to put it together.
Ryan also called for unity, saying it's the only way to stop Obama and Hillary Clinton. I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. More news 24/7 at www.usaradio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County. It is not coming up. Hold on a second. The weather for Hunterdon County. Here we go. Okay, it is currently 80 degrees. We have a hazardous weather outlook. Let's see what that says. From Hunterdon, Somerset, Middlesex, Western Monmouth, Mercer, Gloucester. Hazardous outlook, Central Jersey. All right, well, actually it says we may have some rain this afternoon because of the heat. And that's about it. Otherwise, it is currently 80 degrees, sunny with a high near 85 expected. Mostly clear today, tonight with a low of 61. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 89. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. A chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 72. Maybe some thunderstorms possible. Saturday 94 and Sunday 95, hot and clear weekend. It is currently 12:09.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice in Flemington, and I am your host for today's program. So, one of the things that I do on occasion is I go and do a little research in terms of what we happen to be celebrating, commemorating any particular month. And I discovered that July, many things in July, happens to also be children and divorce month. Meaning, how do we get a divorce while we have children, and to be child-centered in our divorce process. One of the biggest challenges is how we take care of our children when we've reached the point where we've decided that our marriage is no longer working. I have worked with clients who have messy, messy divorces. I want this and you want that, and I'm not giving in, and you're not giving in, and I'm going to retaliate, and I'm angry, and I'm bitter, and I'm resentful, and I'm going to get you, and I'm going to win, and okay. With little or no regard for the children. Children are not part of the divorce. Let me repeat that. Children are not part of the divorce. The children continue to have two parents, a mom and a dad, for most cases. It is the parents' responsibility to learn how to co-parent, how to communicate with each other. Being a good parent isn't a contest. Who can be the better parent? Allowing guilt to say, oh, I have to give in to my children all the time. That doesn't work either. So having guilt as a parent doesn't work. Being a friend is not an approach either. Though child-centered divorce can be more child-friendly. It's a very different thing. So one of the things that I'm going to talk about is how to set up a plan, why a plan is important, how to communicate, and also, how to share with your children that you are going to be getting a divorce. It's generally difficult to tell when it's the best time to inform your children that you are getting a divorce. And one of the things that's very important is that when you and your soon-to-be ex-spouse come to the conclusion that now is the time, it is best to come from a united front without blaming. In other words, it's your mom's fault, it's your dad's fault. That does not come up. And also, to remind your children that it's not their fault. Developing a parenting plan is about your children, and it's about your responsibilities as a parent for your children, not about who's going to have custody, who's going to see who when, who's the better parent, who's the disciplinarian. And this is a difficult task because here we are getting a divorce because we don't communicate and we are expected to communicate as parents. Come for a united front, co-parent. So often, one of the reasons people get divorced is because they come from different parenting styles. it's often important to sit down with a therapist, such as myself, to talk about how you are going to address this, create a parenting plan, and follow through on the plans that you have so that you are co-parenting. It's very easy. Children love to manipulate. Well, mom won't get me the computer, so dad will get me the computer. Well, dad won't let me go on this trip, but mom will let me go. And we know as kids, you know, our parents aren't really communicating about anything, so boy, can I get away with a whole lot of stuff. I know who to tell what, and I know how to slip what under the door, and I know exactly what to do, and I really don't end up with a parent. Or I have one parent that's willing to give in, and I have another parent that is the one that's holding the line. In our narcissistic world, it's very difficult to put that aspect of ourselves to the side and say, what needs to come first as a parent is my child's welfare. So we might be getting a divorce, but I absolutely must put my child's welfare first. So one of the things that I suggest is for each individual to write down, I'm calling it a parenting vision. As a parent, what do you see how do you see your role, and what do you see is the optimal way of dealing with your children, seeing them, so it's time management, finances, put it all out, each one of you individually. What is your ideal situation? Keeping in mind that we are now co-parenting. That means we are sharing, we're still sharing responsibilities. We have things like joint custody, where we have sometimes children are three and a half days with one parent and 3.5 days with another, meaning Sunday, Monday, Tuesday morning, go to school, go to the second parent Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Okay, so we can, I don't think I did that quite right. I'm using my fingers, but it's where I take 3 days, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, right? Wednesday morning, child goes to school, Wednesday with parent A's house, and then parent B picks them up from school Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay, so each child, you spend 3 days, full days with each parent, and you split a day. Okay, that's sort of what co-parenting or joint physical custody might look like. Of course, we have the traditional every other weekend visitation, where the children just go and visit. Generally, it's dad every other weekend, and sometimes it's every Wednesday and every other weekend. We have something called bird nesting. That's where the children actually stay in one place and the parents move back and forth. So there really is no single schedule. It really is something that gets worked out between the parents. And it's so important to keep in mind that what you are doing is you are working out the best parenting schedule for your children. The plan has to work for you and your ex-partner. And you have to keep in mind, this is called co-parenting. We are both parents. Our children are not losing a parent. So it's really important to write down. This is how I see, and this is how I envision it. You write down, this is how you envision it. Then we need to come together and discuss it. We may find out that we have many things in common. We may find out we have some things that are not in common, and we have some things that we're just going to say will just simply not work. In the co-parenting, we have to include things like sports, paying for sports equipment, other hobbies, vacation times, holidays, birthdays. Not only the children's birthdays, but your birthday. How does that all work? So it might mean that I want my kids with me on my birthday and you have the kids with you on your birthday. That works. What do we do when our kids have a birthday? What if they're having a birthday party? It is a challenge because we can't get along in our marriage, and yet we still have to get along as parents, to co-parent. So it's really important to have a meeting. And again, with a counselor is often the best place, where we talk about things like, let's review the plan that you've made. Do you think it's going to work? Is it practical? Does it bring you to your desired objectives? Are there any problems? And there can be a lot of discussion. Can even end up with arguing. It's really important to remember that just because you're getting a divorce, you are not giving up your parenting. Your children still need you. Your children still want you. It is abusive for you to pit your children against a parent. Let me repeat that. It is abusive to pit a child against a parent. The reason I'm getting a divorce is because your dad's been having affairs. That is pitting your child against a parent. The reason I'm getting a divorce is because your mom doesn't love me anymore. That's pitting a child against a parent. The interesting thing about children is that it's really important to understand that they have stages of development. So if you are going to be getting a divorce, it's important to look at the age of your children and where they are in development. Do a little research. The younger the child is, in other words, the child is 6 months, 18 months, 2.5 years, they may not really remember, chances are may not remember anything about you being together. They will always experience their parents as separate from each other. They may question at some point in their lives, when they're 8 or 9, am I responsible for this? Even if the divorce happened when they were 18 months, was I somehow a bad baby? Was I responsible for this? It's so important to make sure your children understand that they are not responsible for a divorce. They do not have that kind of power. Children have magical thinking, and sometimes it carries over into adult life, magical thinking. But magical thinking sounds like and looks like this. Mommy and Daddy are fighting all the time. I'm afraid they're going to get a divorce. I'm going to clean my room really good. That will prevent them from getting a divorce. Well, this leads into something called false guilt. Mommy and Daddy are still fighting. My room's clean, but they're still fighting, and I'm afraid they're going to get a divorce. I'm going to make breakfast for them on Saturday morning. They may both enjoy the breakfast. Oh, how sweetie, how wonderful, that's great, we really appreciate that, thank you so much, and they're still fighting. Well, it wasn't the breakfast. I still am not doing something right. That's the magical thinking. And I have false guilt. This follows a child oftentimes into adulthood, so that they have magical thinking and they have false guilt, and it affects their own ability to pick healthy relationships. So it's really important to talk about your schedules. Not necessarily for you, the adult. You both are going to be working. You both have to participate. You both have to give up. You have to give up some time. You have to give up some attention. And parent. With that being said, it might be very important to educate yourself on parenting. Take some parenting classes. What? Yes, take some parenting classes. We may have some children that are having a hard time coping with it. They're difficult. The children themselves are difficult. Maybe our children have their own issues like attention deficit. Learn how to parent. Join a parenting class. Now, one of the things that I say about parenting, which is really, really important, is let your children have their feelings. Validate their feelings. Provide discipline and structure in their lives. Say no before you say yes. If you can't say no, at least say, let me think about it. Consult the other parent. Consult the other parent. Consult the other parent. So, that is so important. Teach your children how to be disappointed. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be angry. Teach them how to have healthy anger. Tell them it's okay to be sad. And if they see that you are sad, don't say to them, oh yeah, I have something in my eye. Yeah, mommy's crying, mommy's sad. Yes, daddy's sad. It's pretty rare we get married to get a divorce. Kim Kardashian did it, but most of us are not in that category. We get married with the expectation of living the rest of our lives with a life partner. Getting a divorce is painful. It produces anger. It's sad. We're ripping apart households. No matter the age of your children, co-parenting is going to take place. In other words, even when your children are teenagers, you are still their parent. They're 20s and you're getting a divorce, you are still their parent. No matter how old you are, if you are getting a divorce and you have children, no matter how old they are, you are going to always be their parent. One of the things that sometimes children struggle with is that now that my parents are divorced, I've got two different sets of rules. So I'll use this as an example. Mom is a vegetarian. Dad loves his hamburgers and his bacon burgers, bacon cheeseburgers. Dad expects me to eat meat when I'm at his house, and Mom refuses to let me eat meat when I'm at her house. So one of the things that needs to happen as a parent is you need to sit down with your child and say, what is your choice? Well, Mom, I really like hamburgers. Okay. Well, when we're in the house, chances are I'm not going to have hamburger meat. But if we go out to eat, you want to get a hamburger? That's fine. We have to be flexible. What? You want this hummus stuff? What, are you kidding me? No, if your kid likes it, then get it. Just because you might not like it. Wouldn't we do that anyway? So it's really important to set up a plan. I need to actually take a little break. It's a little commercial break. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and I will be back after these few commercial breaks.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Good morning, Huntington. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Huntington kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Huntington County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Huntington, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll and I am talking about co-parenting as July is co-parenting through divorce month. I don't think I quite said that right, but you get the idea. So one of the things that's super duper important, oh, isn't that great? Super duper important is to learn how to communicate. What? If we could have communicated to start off with, we wouldn't be getting a divorce. Well, you need to learn how to communicate effectively to co-parent. One of the things that I think is really important is to recognize that we need to be objective. Well, that means I need to think of this separation and this divorce as we are now in a business of parenting. So I'm going to be a little bit more objective. We need to, of course, set our schedule. We need to set new boundaries with each other. We need to communicate in the same way that we might communicate with colleagues. We are on a team. We are not in a relationship. We are on a team. We are not in a relationship. We are co-parenting. That means we need to do it with respect. Be polite and clear with each other. And remember, this is about your child. It has to be child-centered. Make sure that you keep it about your children. So when you talk about your kids, you talk about your kids. When you talk about your kids, you talk about your kids. Work at being clear in your communication. Be consistent in your communication. Talk about your schedules with each other as if you would be talking to a colleague. Again, this is a business deal. This is not about a relationship. Your relationship is in the past. It's over. We still need to co-parent. It's really important not to fight in front of your children. Again, what that does, I'm going to say it's a little bit abusive because they're going to set up sides. I'm going to protect mom. I'm going to side with dad. It interferes with their relationship. In other words, if you have more than one child, it interferes with their relationship. They have enough to deal with you getting a divorce. To watch you also fight after your divorce is not going to help. So you can't put your kids in the middle of an argument. And remember, they're not, this is not tug of war. These are little human beings. So also don't use them as a messenger. Tell your dad this, tell your mom that, because the two of you are not talking. They are not the communicator. It's expecting too much of them. If you find that communicating face-to-face doesn't work, use texting. I'm going to pick up Junior at this time. I'm going to drop Junior off at that time. Junior's got a football game. We don't have a junior for female, but she has ballet practice. And we need to schedule way in advance and be open to schedule changes. You need to make a commitment to your children and communicate with them also regularly. Show them that you're interested in them. You support their activities. You want to know who their friends are. You're on top of their schoolwork. You encourage their process. You look after their self-esteem and their well-being. It's important to communicate with them regularly. So, if we have joint custody and Junior is with me Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning, then Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, a call from Dad would be a good idea. Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Dad, a call from Mom on the days is a good idea. Keep in touch. Just because we're not under the same roof doesn't mean that we're not concerned, interested, show our love and affection. Very important. Especially in early stages of divorce, it's important that you have regular communication with them, that you are committed to your children's well-being. Now, again, that doesn't mean that you don't set boundaries and that you don't have limits with them. When you are communicating with your ex, make sure that your communication is to the point, that it's brief, that it's concise. If you are not clear, or you feel like I'm not quite sure what the other person is saying, say, you know what, I'm a little confused. What is it that you mean right now? I want to make sure that I'm getting this correctly. This will keep it from becoming a conflict. And stay on topic. If we are here together talking about what's happening with Junior, then let's just talk about Junior. Let's not get into, well, yeah, you know, yes, you're too busy with your other women flitting around that you don't have time for Junior. That's not going to help parenting. That's a completely different issue. Concentrate on your co-parenting relationship. Remember, it's a team. We're working as a team. We're still raising our children together as they grow up. We can still have a decent relationship in that aspect. In other words, being detached, having some good boundaries, setting limits, saying there's only certain things that we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about your drinking. We're not going to talk about your affairs. We're not going to talk about your long hours of work where you were never home. We're not going to talk about the way you abused me. We're not going to talk about all kinds of things. We're going to talk about parenting. What we need to do for our children. All of that other baggage, use that. Talk to your girlfriend. Talk to your guy friend. Talk to a therapist. Talk to a minister or a member of the clergy. Work your resentment out with someone else. Working your resentment out with your former spouse only creates more resentment. Therefore, a boundary and a limit is about being polite and civil. Treat your ex-spouse with respect, especially in front of your children. Remember, you are going to always be their parent. Swearing at each other, shouting at each other, arguing at each other, in front of the children especially, doesn't do any good. It really is rather abusive. When you realize that you've made a mistake, apologize. Don't play the victim. Don't play the victim. Treat each other with respect. Remember, you're on the team of parenting. And always look to see if you can come up with a compromise. As co-parents, you're going to be compromising just about everything. Buying clothes, visitation, who's taking Junior to the doctor or dentist, paying for sports uniforms. College. The list can go on and on. When it's time for your child to get married, again, it's the same thing. It's compromise. Don't have your kids miss out on a special occasion because you cannot compromise. And definitely don't say to your kids, well, you know, you can't go to Hershey Park because your mom doesn't have the money to pay for it. Again, that's abusive. Or your dad won't pay for it. That's abusive. So sometimes we need to talk in generalities. We don't have the money for you to go to Hershey Park this year. We still come from that united place. Arguing with your ex-spouse about paying for a ticket for Hershey Park, that's done without your children being present. Blaming an ex-parent for your child not going, that's abusive. It's so important to remember to put your children first. You are no longer in a relationship. It's important to show your children that they are still important to you as an individual. And to back up with them that the other parent is important and sees them. In other words, dad sees, he may not be living here, but he loves you and it's important. You're important to them. Again, it can be abusive when we pit our children against the other parent. Oftentimes, there are some mistakes that can happen. We're not perfect people, and we do make mistakes. Losing our temper in front of our children about the other person, the ex-partner. And it may be that we are alone. We've been on the phone. We have had discussions with the lawyer. We're really angry. Junior comes home from school. They're playing with friends. This doesn't help. Losing your temper and using your children as sounding boards does not help. That means you have to always be a little bit mindful of your behavior, your emotions, and the words you use. When we are in the emotional throes of a divorce, to also be mindful is a challenge, but it's necessary towards good parenting. Make sure that you keep your children's welfare first. Buying them things as replacements for your time, your love, your attention. No. Kids see through that. And, like I said earlier, they will learn how to manipulate you both. What they need is love and discipline and stability and consistency and limits and boundaries. Make sure in the process of communicating with each other that you focus on what is best for the children. What is best for the children? That's the mantra. What is best for the children? The way we communicate with each other. Are we compromising? Are we working together? Are we being consistent with each other? And again, part of consistency means on a school night, you're in bed at 10 o'clock in house A, and in a school night, you're in bed at a school night in house B, you're in bed at 10 o'clock. When you're at house A, you have chores. When you're house B, you have the same chores or similar chores. Meal times are scheduled the same way. Homework is scheduled the same way. Social and TV things are scheduled the same way. That the two of you are co-parenting. So often, mom wants you in bed at 10? You could stay up to however late you want. That's not about co-parenting. That's about your own personal resentments towards your ex-spouse. Mom doesn't want you to get that cell phone? I'll go get it for you. You don't want to have breakfast here? Your dad wants you to have breakfast? You don't need breakfast here when you're at my house. This is a power play that you can set up, and it is not about your children's welfare. So it's important to be as consistent as you can in each household. That's why you need to talk and communicate and set up a plan. Look at the rules that you want to set up. Try and have a consistent transition time for drop-off and pick-up. Have clothes. In other words, Junior doesn't have to keep taking their toothbrush back and forth. You don't want them to be living out of a suitcase. They have clothes at house A. They have clothes at house B. They have toys at house A. They have toys at house B. And of course, they can bring things back and forth. So if I have a favorite stuffed animal, I'm going to take it back and forth with me. I'm not going to have two favorite ones. I'm not dumb. I know that there's only one. Even though my favorite stuffed animal, I may have the same exact one at my mom's house that I have at my dad's house. The one I have here is this one. It's the same one, same brand, but this particular one is my favorite one. That's fine. Work at having the same bedtime rituals. Children come first. I'm an atheist. I don't want my children to go to church. I'm religious. I want my children to go to church. That's a tough one. Remember, it's about keeping our children first. That means I might want to talk to my children about God, my perspective of God. I want to teach my child about God. Allow that child to eventually make their own choice. It's okay in this situation to say, when you're with mom, you're going to go to church, and when you're with me, you're not going to go to church. Now, if you have a situation where the child is with the atheistic parent on Sunday, that becomes part of the plan. So every other week, we may switch it up. It's really important to let your children know what to expect, that they can anticipate a routine. It helps them feel safe. Giving them chores helps them be part of the family. So often, children will then isolate in their rooms. Mommy and Daddy are fighting. Junior's isolating. No. Be consistent with each other. Cooperate with each other. Work on compromise. Work on good communication. These things are so important. We need to sometimes put ourselves aside. And you know, so often kids, they know that something is going on. It's important to sit down with them. Don't blame the other one. Assure them. Answer questions without condemning the other parent. Make sure they know that it is not their fault. They didn't cause it. They can't fix it. And that your love for them will never change. Don't use them as a sounding board. Don't use them as a friend. They are not your friends. They are your children. They don't need friends. They don't need you to be their friend. They have friends. They need you to be their parent. So parent them. Go to a parenting class. Look up parenting online. Come up with a plan. Communicate with each other. Cooperate with each other. Compromise with each other. Remember that you are in a parenting team. You are no longer in a relationship. Don't argue in front of your kids about dad did this and mom is that and on and mudslinging back and forth. Oftentimes, children, they want their parents to be happy. And if they know that their parents are not happy, and they're happy to see their parents happy after divorce, you know, some studies say that it's better to stay married. It really depends. The best thing is really about co-parenting and learning how to do that in an effective way. It becomes the new normal, living with mom and living with dad. There are some books that you can get for your kids to read. Having your children go to some counseling can be useful. Make sure you tell your school. A lot of times schools have groups for children whose parents are getting a divorce. So make sure the counseling staff knows, the teachers know, the principal knows, because your child might act out. You want to keep on top of that. Be aware. Teach yourself what to look for. My kid's hanging out with kids that, you know, he's changed, he or she has changed friends. I'm not sure if I like these friends. I want to make sure that they're not getting involved in drugs and alcohol. I'm noticing my child is cutting. Keep your eyes out for what they are doing. Their schoolwork is going down. The music that they used to listen to is changing to something dark. Get your children help. Help them through this transition. Your goal as a parent and it is to help raise healthy, well-adjusted, self-sufficient adults. If you are together or you are divorced, it is the same goal. Your children are not pets. They are human beings. Their welfare must come first. Sometimes people get a divorce and the dog goes to the shelter, or they find someone else to take care of the dog because neither one of them want the dog. You can't do that with your children. And you can't say, well, you get to have the kids. I'm going to go live my life the way I want to. Now, does that happen? It does happen. It's abusive. It causes issues around abandonment and fear and many issues. And do we sometimes get a divorce because a parent is abandoning, or because a parent is an alcoholic, or a drug addict, or irresponsible? Yeah, we do. Or abusive. We do. In those cases, by all